Saturn.com. From T. Rowe Price, managing investments for the long term with a consistent, disciplined approach. T. Rowe Price, invest with confidence. 1-877-T-ROWE-PRICE. And from the Ford Foundation, a resource for innovative people and institutions worldwide. On the web at fordfound.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
Montaigne, host of Morning Edition.
Morning
from
Edition
NPR News.
Is sponsored in part
by setting your alarm
Hawaiian
to public
vacations.
Radio. You
with
start your day the best way possible.
The accommodations and car
before
rentals
you have your coffee
on the web
before
at HawaiianVacations.com.
And by Homer Electric Association, a member owned electric cooperative serving the Kenai Peninsula since 1945. I'm Montaigne, host of Morning Edition from NPR News. By setting your alarm to public radio, you start your day the best way possible, the NPR way. Before you have your coffee, before you totally wake up, before you even put your feet on the floor, you're part of the NPR experience.
What's happening on the river this morning is house cleaning, or net cleaning, actually. Eight men hauling in a 100-foot-long net, whacking away with long wooden sticks to dislodge debris. Hogan spends a lot of time out here, some of it spent buying, tagging, and releasing larger species he believes to be under threat.
We're the first sound you hear in the morning, the first information you encounter in your day. When you contribute, you support quality programming, and you ensure that you will continue to wake up to NPR every morning, every day. Thank you.
How often do you listen to KBBI?
Every time I turn my radio on.
This year we're going to have a membership drive in the spring here, April 7th. It'll last only one day instead of a week. What do you think about that?
I think people better jump on it.
This year in the spring we're having a membership drive that goes on for one day instead of a whole week. How does that affect you?
That sounds like a good idea. I like it.
So why do you listen to KBBI?
Because I want to keep informed and I like to be entertained. And it does both.
This is KBBI Homer, and in the studio it's Dave Webster and Joe Gallagher. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Kathleen.
And that one day starts now.
It's a momentous event here at KBBI. We're going to do something that's really never been done at this public radio station. And I think it's something, Dave, that people have been waiting a long time for. We're veterans of fundraisers. This is a whole lot different than what we're used to.
It's a whole new ballgame. And we're giving away the very best premium KBBI has ever offered you. We are giving you 6 days of uninterrupted Morning Edition. We're taking this one day, and we're going to try to get 200 people to call in and make pledges. We have folks standing by the phones, sitting by the phones, and we're ready at 7721.
All right, one thing is the same. We're still looking for you to call the numbers, light up the phones, and make them ring.
Exactly. We want those little red lights to flash, Joe.
We've got Melissa Trinidad and Tamara Fletcher and Anne-Marie Holland at the phones. An early morning event for everybody that's here at the station, but I'm sure Homer's waking up right now, and if you call the station at 235-7721, we'll get this thing rolling. It's going to be a great day.
We're underway because the light just lit up, so the phones are ringing. Let's keep them going.
What a concept. What a concept. You all know why this is important. I don't have to spend a lot of time explaining to you why this is important, because right now your alarm has probably gone off, your radio alarm beside your bed. You may be lying there kind of groggy, drifting in and out of sleep, listening to Morning Edition like I do in the morning, and you're thinking, what would my day be like if it didn't start this way? One way to ensure that that keeps happening is to make that call right now, 235-7721, and keep Morning Edition and all the other programs you appreciate here at KBBI on the air. And, Joe, it looks like we have our first pledge already. Could this be?
Let's see. We're going to thank John and Rika Mao, Alasa Holmes, Jim Levine and Sue Post, Tammy Houston, and Randy Summers. Man, if that all happened just now, we're rolling, David.
And there goes the phone again.
We're rolling. I'm going to keep real quick with some more thank yous because that's what it's all about, man. This is a community event. Sweet Berries Cafe, Captain's Coffee, Two Sisters Bakery. Look, Dave
Webster's
on
this list. Oh, that's the free food today.
There you go, free food.
I just want everybody to know if you are out there running errands or dropping people off at school and work and such, come by the studio because we really want people to show up today in person. If in the evening maybe you'll come around when it's the first Friday circuit,
and make your pledge of support to public radio.
And you know the drill. It's so easy. If you just give us a call, 235-7721, right now, we'll take care of it all on the phone. We'll send you an envelope. We'll send you a reminder. You can do it with a credit card. You can spread it in payments throughout the year. You can do it in cash. You can bring in your penny jar and count them out. Whatever you want to do. And the best thing is it's double mug day at the $89 level.
Some things never change.
Some things never change. Got to have those mugs.
It better be double mug day because it's the only day of the fun drive. There's no getting around that. It's double mug
day. Let me just be the first to say
it. Only day.
We're pitching like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah. All that, I couldn't stand dragging the thing out for 7 days or whatever it was. This is fabulous. It's really a great idea, and I'm sure it's going to be successful if people take advantage of this and call us right now.
It's gorgeous. Phones are ringing. There are three people answering phones. There are three phones off the hook right now. So if you're getting a busy signal, call back. Please, please.
That's right. It's all up to you. You can do it right from your bed. Reach over, grab that phone, fumble for your wallet, and get out a credit card. Make the call.
What's the number to call?
235-7721.
Don't forget about our brothers and sisters across the bay.
That's right. The phones work both ways, don't they? Just like the radio waves.
1-800-979-5224. We're going to get back into Morning Edition in just a moment. Joe Gallagher and Dave Webster, thank you so much for being here. And for everyone who's listening, even when you're listening to Morning Edition, keep the phones ringing.
Next, we'll talk about the aftermath of a scandal involving the men's lacrosse team at Duke University. A woman claims that some members of the team assaulted her. The team's coach has resigned, a player has been suspended, and the district attorney says he could file charges as soon as next week. Duke's president has canceled lacrosse season and promised a very serious self-study, as he calls it, of campus activities. We're joined now by Bob Ashley, editor of the Herald Sun in Durham, North Carolina. Mr. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Where's the case stand right now?
Well, I think as you just described it, we're sort of in a holding pattern right now with folks, I think, probably awaiting the return of DNA evidence and a decision by the district attorney about where to go from there, which probably won't come until sometime next week.
Now, I want to know how this has affected the community there, because most of the lacrosse team is white. The woman who said she was assaulted is black. How much are people pointing to race as an issue here?
Well, race has certainly been part of the issue. I think overlaying that has been anger over a sense, perhaps, that athletes and may have a sense of entitlement and some concern among people in Durham about that's always been there about an elitism at Duke. And then you have the sexual aspect of it, the sexual violence aspect of it, too. I think it has different constituencies angry for different reasons.
Now, what was the relationship between Duke and the surrounding community before all this happened?
Well, in many ways, it has improved dramatically, probably even in the last decade. Duke has been deeply involved in a number of important projects in the community. Some of the greatest concern has been with the neighborhoods immediately surrounding the East Campus, one of the two campuses of Duke University. And it's that neighborhood particularly where the outrage, I think, probably surfaced first, because they have been complaining for years about the raucous and boisterous partying that sometimes goes on in off-campus apartments by students.
What's that neighborhood like?
Well, it's a fairly quiet neighborhood, lots of older homes. Many people there are affiliated with the university in some way or appreciate being close to it. But interspersed with those owner-occupied homes have been several dozen renter-occupied, traditionally student houses. Ironically, Duke had just bought, I think the number is 31 of those houses, just a few weeks ago in an effort to convert them to owner-occupied dwellings and get rid of some of the student rental housing. And again, ironically, one of those houses was the house where the alleged attack occurred.
Now, this email rant, as it's described by the Associated
right.
Press, cannot have helped things. A Duke University lacrosse player sent an email about killing and stripping
right.
women, skinning
oh, absolutely.
Women.
It was a major flashpoint. Tension was already fairly high in some areas, and it really inflamed it. The city council had a meeting yesterday in which several members really took advantage, took the opportunity to tee off at the allegations at the email and at the longstanding, what some of them said was the reputation of the lacrosse team. One city council member who actually lives in that neighborhood said that in our paper this morning, for years, the team has been a ticking time bomb. I think the email really brought that concern to a head.
In just a couple of seconds, do people believe that Duke is sincere about trying to clean up?
Some do, some don't. It would be the honest answer to that. Some people will forever distrust Duke. I think a number of folks yesterday maybe felt better than they had before that the Duke was responding with dispatch and with seriousness.
Mr. Ashley, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bob Ashley is editor of the Herald Sun in Durham, North Carolina. You're listening to NPR News.
This is KBBI Homer and KDLL Kenai. Mostly cloudy today.